Hey everyone, John Gonzalez here from MLive.com.
And Amy Sherman, and we'd like to welcome you to this special podcast edition from MLive.
So Amy, who do we have now?
Well, now we're lucky enough to have with us Jack Shripshima. Did I say that right?
Well, that was close.
This is the first time I'm meeting Jack, but Jack's from the Greater Lansing Visitors Bureau, and you guys have, I think, surprising things going on in Lansing that some people might not expect, a lot more than just the Capitol building.
Well, that's right. Lansing has over 60 festivals and events throughout the year. Most of those are spring to fall, as you might imagine, and some of those that are coming up, of course, is the Beer Fest and East Lansing Art Festival in May, and the Common Ground Music Festival in July. I think it's July 6 to 9. You know, the Jazz Festival, the Blues Festival, the Sun and the Moon. There is every weekend, every week, there's something going on in the greater Lansing area.
Yeah, that's what I love about Lansing is that you don't hear the buzz a little bit sometimes of some other communities around the state. But if you kind of look closer, you guys are always doing things to involve the local community. And these events you put on, whether it's Common Ground or even, you know, during the holidays.
Silver Bells. You bet.
A lot of people don't know about these festivals, but you guys are working hard at it and also supporting local community as well.
Yeah, Lansing's a great family-friendly, centrally located destination in the state. And you're right. We have events in Old Town, in Real Town, in downtown Lansing, East Lansing, Mason, St. John's. You name it. There's something going on, and it's a small big town or a big small town, however you want to look at it.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because you're right. I mean, Lansing does have these different pockets. If you're not familiar with it, you know, Real Town, Old Town, right?
Right.
East Lansing. And then, of course, over toward Grand Ledge, that it expands there. And
right.
North
on the other side, you got Okemos.
So there's shopping, but let's talk a little about those neighborhoods. What is Old Town and what is Rio Town?
Well, Old Town is about, 6-8 blocks from the Capitol, due north, if I got my directions correct. And it's a collection of boutiques, galleries, some neat restaurants, entertainment, music. It's kind of a culture close to the Capitol, very popular with the millennials. And then on the other side of the Capitol, about 6 to 8 blocks, you've got Rio Town, which is kind of an up-and-coming neighborhood. A lot of new development, a lot of new restaurants and entertainment.
Art galleries. Yep. A great diner.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I was going to say, both of the neighborhoods, and I like both of those neighborhoods, but both Old Town and Rio Town have some fantastic barbecue restaurants. And,
they do.
One of our all-time favorites, Meat in Old Town.
If you like the meats, come to Lansing. Dry Meats.
Yep. And then over in Ario is
Saddleback.
Saddleback.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
I have.
Jack, it's so good.
Awesome. Awesome barbecue. Yeah.
Great pork rinds. I'm going to just say that right now. But yeah, they're really distinct neighborhoods, but they have this like upswing. You know, it is kind of a hipster millennial place, but the food's fantastic. Great bars. The Rio Town Pub is a great little bar there. Over in Old Town, you have Zubies.
Oh, Zubies, yeah.
Zubies is great.
Craft beer, pizza,
Cosmos,
all that.
Oh, yeah, pizza. You bet. See, we know our Lansing.
You do. You're very good.
We know our Lansing.
More people need to know Lansing.
Yeah.
Well, you do. Some of those festivals that you were mentioning, and including the upcoming Beer Fest at the ballpark, which is happening in April, but these are some major festivals. These are really big
ones.
Oh, yeah,
we draw thousands of people. The biggest, probably, I mentioned is Common Ground that is held in summer. We actually said we're going to do it, cut a couple days off. It's going to be July 6 to 9 this year. It's at Adado Park. And, you know, it's 3-4 acts at a time in different stages, different genres. Very popular. We draw visitors from around the state to that event. It isn't just an event for the local area because we have big name bands and entertainment. And again, July 9, 6 to 9, people ought to check it out if they're not familiar with it.
Have you already announced the lineup for Common Ground this year?
They have announced some of it.
I think Toby Keith is going to be there.
Right.
He'll be headlining the country night. And I can't remember who the other acts are.
But I was hoping you wouldn't ask because I don't remember. Either.
Yeah, no, I don't remember who the other one is. But they've announced two of the four
right,
nights.
But they haven't announced them all yet.
No,
there'll be more to come.
And, you know, when we haven't talked about this, we've talked about all the neighborhoods, but one of the biggest attractions you have, not far from your office there, is Cooley Law School Stadium,
right,
home of the Lansing Lugnuts.
Yeah, right across the street from our visitor center is the the entrance to the ballpark, and that is an awesome entertainment facility.
How long has it been around now? It seems like it's been...
It's 20 years, 20 believe
years.
It or not.
Wow.
20
it's
years.
It's been that long? Wow. Yeah.
And I remember when it was built because Grand Rapids decided to move their park in a little
right.
north of
a little
town.
North of downtown.
And there was a big movement at the time that they wanted to have it downtown.
Right.
And then you guys came in, and you said, we're going to do it downtown. You have that old brick feel to it, and it does... It's kind of rejuvenated the whole
district,
hasn't it?
That's known as the stadium district around the ballpark there, and it's really stimulated a lot of new development. Obviously, the stadium district, which our building is, but you've got a lot of new housing. Mm-hmm. The outfield apartments are mm-hmm. you know
which
right
I
in the outfield.
Yes. You're,
John wants to live
right.
There.
You're overlooking the ballpark, and across the street you got Marketplace. They just broke ground about a month ago on another building. They're going to because they're all full. People are moving downtown, much as others, many of the other major urban areas in the state. You know, millennials want to live downtown. They want to ditch the car, and they want to enjoy all the entertainment. And it's stimulated a lot of development around there, all the unique restaurants and
the
bars.
The Lansing Brewing Company.
Right, yeah. Lansing Brewing Company has become a favorite. You know, American Fifth on the
yeah.
other side of the ballpark is a popular one. So it's our brewery, winery, distillery, you know, is growing. I think we've got a Makers and Shakers tour of the Greater Lansing area that include about 17 of those breweries, wineries, and distilleries. And if folks haven't experienced that, they ought to come and visit Lansing and sample some of that.
I love that. Makers and Shakers. Yep. That is good.
You know, and Amy Moore coming on board. We were just at Ozone Brew House there.
Yep.
And I think there's one coming on board in
DeWitt. Ozone, right. Ozone. That's already opened over just on the edge of South of Old Town. Yep.
Yes, yeah. Yep. So they're really coming on board. And you guys provide a great resource, right? What's the website again?
It's lansing.org.
Okay.
Very easy to remember, lansing.org.
And you're going to find what on the website?
Well, all of our events are there, all of our members, our dining options. We've got about 480 members. So, and the events calendar is important. If they're looking for, one of these festivals, we want to come and see what they've got. They're listed there, the dates, the type of activities that will take place. So, you know, one that I've got to mention before we close is the Grand Fish Rodeo. That's a new event we started in early June in Lansing. I think this year will be the third year.
Okay.
And it's right on, it's Odato Park, right on the Grand River. It's called the Grand Fish Rodeo. Music.
A fish rodeo.
Food. Yeah, that's the name of it.
What do you do at the fish rodeo?
Well, yeah, you toss cheddar cheese fish so you can toss them the furthest. That's one of the competitions
Jack.
For the kids.
Seriously, it is. I love that.
Yeah, it's growing in popularity, so people ought to check that out.
All right, the Great Fish Rodeo
yep.
in Lansing coming up in June.
Early June, yep.
All right, well, if people want to get more information, of course, they can go to lansing.org
right.
and get all the stuff, or stop by your office right across the street
right,
from Lugnut.
Right, the visitor center right under 500 East Michigan Avenue.
Awesome.
All right, Jack, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Hi, I'm Jack Scripsma, President and CEO of the Greater Lansing Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I want to give a shout out to MLive for having me on the show. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay, then we're going to have you do one.